Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We have Larry on his mountaintop. Not a lot of news going on in the Middle East, but what there is a very, very important news, I think, and we're going to be talking about that. And hi, Larry, how are you doing?
Oh, hey, Stuart, just sitting up here on my deck looking way off in the distance.
I got a prophecy here from something, and this is and it's kind of interesting. I'll read this. It's not very long. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another, excuse me, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John 1:5. Out of the darkness into the light. This is the only way that my people will survive in the coming days. For the great darkness, I am assuming now they're talking about the 3 days of darkness, will cover the entire earth. Entire areas and cities will be engulfed in the darkness, and it will be like a thick vapor that spreads its canopy. For you will need to be absorbed in my light. You will have to wear my light as a robe, for it will be so thick at times that you will barely be able to see in front of you. For the prince of the power of the air is busy with his seducing spirits. They will have seeped into all areas of your land. It will be a time of great distress and confusion, for many have loved the darkness more than the light. But my children, you know the light, for you have come to know of its presence and the power that resides within it. I will disperse my light and the truth and the beauty of it, and many will come to know me in this hour. But I tell you, there will be a great gulf that separates many. It is a time of great separation. It will become very plain as those who are for me and those who are against me. I thought that was kind of interesting. What do you think?
Yeah, that's certainly an interesting and a very thought-provoking word.
Yeah, a time of great separation. I think we're watching it already. We're watching it in the political realm. We're going to be watching it in all different kinds of areas. It's a great sifting and a great separation. By the way, the new moon was spotted last night, October 10th, 2018, and therefore it appears that the Feast of Trumpets, which was moved ahead according to the Bible and according to our own, I guess you call it Stellarium and other astronomical programs, that the Feast of Trumpets is now started and will end tomorrow. And they did see it, and they did confirm it. So that's kind of interesting. I think what we're watching, Larry, is a great convergence. We had Michael hit the United States. We had a stock market go down 800 and some odd points, 832, I think it was. All on the Feast of Trumpets. Then we had the Russians come forward and say that Israel has no right to the Golan. I want to talk about all that. I want to talk about some numbers, though, first, because this is important as to Michael. And when Michael stands up And this is very, very interesting that we have a hurricane called Michael. Hits as a Category 4, major hurricane. Anyway, I want to go back to the August eclipse of the sun that occurred on August 21st on 2017. The August eclipse occurred exactly 33 days before the Revelation 12 sign. It began in the 33rd state of Oregon, ended in South Carolina at the 33rd parallel. The eclipse occurred on the 233rd day of the year, 33 weeks and 2 days into 1217. It occurs 133 days before the end of the year. It took 1 hour and 33 minutes to cross the nation and ended up on the 33rd second. I personally verified each of these details of the writer. Can you really chalk up all of this to pure coincidence, or is it a confirmation? It's been noted that an eclipse like this hasn't happened in 99 years, which is, of course, 3 times 33. What might be God communicating to us? Ezekiel 33. This is kind of interesting. Because of Michael. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, speak to your people and say to them, when I bring the sword against the land and the people of the land choose one of their men and make him their watchman and he sees the sword coming against the land and blows the trumpet to warn the people, then if anyone hears the trumpet but does not heed the warning, and the sword comes and takes their life, their blood will not be on their own head, or their blood will be on their own head, since they heard the sound of the trumpet, but they did not heed the warning. Their blood will be on their own head. If they had heeded the warning, they would have saved themselves. But if the watchman sees the sword coming, and he does not blow the trumpet to warn the people, and the sword comes and takes someone's life, that person's life will be taken because of their sin. But I will hold the watchman accountable for their blood. That interesting. Then Revelation 3:3. Remember then what you have received and heard. Keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come against you. I don't know how much more blunt a person could be. Now when you get to Hurricane Michael, it's not number 33, it's 13. 13 is written all over Michael. Michael is the 13th hurricane. The letter M is the 13th letter in the alphabet. It was moving at 13 miles per hour, and as far as I know, it still is. And number 1313 is the first mention of a Michael. It is interesting also that the Pope says we need to pray to Michael. But, of course, that's not correct. We are to pray to God the Father and in the name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Anyway, the track puts Michael going through some of the 13 original colonies. And, of course, 13 is a number of lawlessness and rebellion. So when you start tying all of this together in October, I think Michael is telling us, get ready, there's a huge storm coming. And a picture on the Economist magazine that was issued on 9 January 1988 is a picture of the Phoenix rising out of the dollar bills in world currencies. And it's got a thing around its neck that's got a 10 written out, a 10 in numerics, 2018. That's kind of interesting because if you take the 10 and the 10, the 1 and the 1 makes 11. 2018 is also an 11, so you got an 11-11 and all of this kind of thing. So it's 10 is also the month of October. And so we're probably being told that in October of 2018, we're going to have an economic storm, which is very, very interesting in view of what happened to the stock market today, dropping 832 points. So I guess that should wake some people up, don't you think, Larry? I don't know. Nothing seems to wake them up.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting because this thing with the stock market plunge, it happened suddenly with no warning at all, and they're claiming now that it was caused by the big tech companies. But, you know, we don't know. But there has been a lot of reports lately in the background that people are very concerned about the next few months in the stock market.
Well, you may remember that Donald Trump said there was coming a reset, and he said he would try to make it as, I guess, less punishing for the American people as he could make it. Now, when you have a reset, a number of things can happen. But today, that was an amazing thing. And what I'm getting at is the convergence of all of this. We have Michael hitting the Gulf, went right over Panama City. And I did a blog, and if folks want to go see it, it's on lightgateblogger.com or nightshadowsradio.com. Light Shadows, Lightgate, I did a blog on its connection to China. Panama Canal is basically run and owned by China. They are in full control of the entrance points and the exit points. They can shut down the Panama Canal anytime they feel like it. And in a war, obviously, they would do exactly that. So in a lot of ways, this hurricane is pointing us to some serious, serious stuff. And it's amazing that if you read about Daniel standing up, it also connects to the arrival and possibly the disappearance of the people. Because here's what it says in Daniel 12. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So anyway, here we are at a point, and remember, folks, America is the first nation to go down in this whole scenario. We're the first to leave, according to the book of Revelation, because remember, it says all the nations of the world, basically, who have ships in the sea, watch America go down. They watch her burn with fire. So as to how close we are, I don't know. I think a lot of this stuff is very, very symbolic. And they just found, some lady found a two-headed copper, what do they call those snakes, Larry? Copperheads, I guess.
Copperhead, yeah.
Yeah, it was a two-headed snake. And from the snake to where they put up the Baal arch in Washington, D.C., was exactly 33 degrees and 0.22. Both letters extremely important because 22 is an 11-11. And 33 is a huge number for the occult. A lot of people don't realize it, but the UFO crashes beginning in the one in Texas back in 1897, I believe it was, same year that the Jewish Congress started to for the Nation of Israel, hit on the 33rd degree, Roswell, 33rd degree. All these UN things, the place where the angels came down on Mount Hermon was on a 33rd degree parallel and a 33rd degree latitude or longitude. So there you go. 33 is a huge number for the occult. I want to get into this thing here, Larry, with Russia. This could be extremely serious. You want to fill us in a little bit on that, challenging Israel's sovereignty?
Yeah, that actually occurred. Lavrov of Russia claims that Israel has no sovereignty over the Golan. And here's a Debka file headline that came out, I guess, last night. It says, Netanyahu warns Israel will never give up the Golan as Iranian and Hezbollah forces are trying to build a force to attack Golan and Galilee. So apparently there's a plan. And what's interesting too, Stuart, is if I remember right, a friend of mine over in Israel put Dmitry Dudeman up at his place when Dmitry was sent to Israel by the Lord, and this friend took him down to the Sea of Galilee region, and actually an angel appeared to Dudeman and told Dmitry that this area was going to be where the invasion came through as they invaded Israel. So I find that very telling now that we find Russia supporting and the Iranians and Hezbollah and the Syrians trying to build a force big enough to attack Golan and Galilee itself. So kind of interesting.
Yeah, this could, Netanyahu, as you said, he's never going to give up the Golan. So they got to have the Golan Heights for strategic military purposes, if for nothing else. So what is Putin and these people saying? Are they saying that they're just going to move in close to the border and attempt to take it? I know that Stan Dale once said that there was some energy there, big, huge energy deposits around that area. So is this part of this energy war that we're talking about, do you think?
Well, it certainly could be an energy war because of the fact that I saw a note from Zion Oil and Gas over in Israel that they had really found a lot of oil. And there's been reports this last year that they found a massive treasure of natural gas and oil, under the Golan. Now, what's interesting, over the last few months, remember, the Syrians and the Iranians and Hezbollah have been trying to bring forces up almost to the Golan border. And they've been working that, and now they've got Russia kind of covering for them with air cover. So maybe there's a plan we're unaware of.
Yeah, well, we know it has to go to a war. We've always thought it would be either Daniel 8 or Isaiah 17, but who knows what the real sequence is going to be. So I don't know. But it's heating up. There's no question about it. The rhetoric, I mean, for Moscow to make a statement like that to Israel is tantamount to a war. A start of a war. You don't own that, and you're never going to own it, and the UN owns it, or Syria owns it, and because we're with Syria, then we have the right to take it. So this could very easily end up into the Ezekiel 38-39 situation down the road a little bit.
Yeah, that's very possible. And then at the same time, we've got this Daniel 8 where Iran comes out, and it looks like Iran is probing now even to move forward, out of their own nation. At the same time, they're under sanctions and really hurting. So this is all seemingly coming to a head about now or the next month or so.
Yeah. With Michael hitting the way it has and where it's going, I believe firmly that this is a warning from the Lord with all the 13s involved, as we're a very rebellious nation. Have you heard anything about repentance? I haven't.
No. No, all I've heard is more ginning up of trouble. You know, I don't know if you heard it today, but Eric Holder was telling the left to get more violent, and at the same time, I don't know if you've heard it yet, but Judge, I forgot his name, the one in the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Oh, Roberts.
Roberts is now, because of the left bringing the issue forward, has begun a ethics hearing on Kavanaugh. So this thing is really, really appearing to turn political sour very, very soon. And you know, it's it doesn't bode well for our future.
No, I think if the Supreme Court's going to internally fight each other, that's a downfall. I've not agreed with the Supreme Court for some time. They're definitely on the left, and Roberts is definitely on the left. He's the one who brought in Obamacare. These people are political at this point. I remember when Kavanaugh made the comment, I think he was trying to warn the people in a way by saying that it's not supposed to be left and right. It's not supposed to be conservative versus liberal. It's supposed to be interpreting the law, strictly neutral. And it's been converted into a political system. And that's the beginning of the downfall of the United States. And folks, all you got to do is read about America in the Old and New Testament. We are going to go down. We are Babylon the Great. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. They don't think that's possible, but it is. It's true. All of the descriptive parameters that the Lord gives is over 140 of them. Some of them duplicated and different, just spoken of differently, but they're all the same. And there's only one nation that fulfills those parameters, and that's the United States of America. Nobody else even comes close. Rome, which is another one, doesn't come close to that. Neither does the EC. You often hear these things, oh, that's Babylon. No, it isn't. The United States of America is physical Babylon. It is a nation, and it's so-called a nation. Then you have spiritual Babylon, which is behind the scenes, and that's mystery of Revelation chapter 17. And basically, mystery is your secret societies. Just look it up. That's what it says. It's secret societies. And that's basically your Masons. And the Masons have infiltrated just about everywhere, particularly in the policing departments, sheriff departments and whatnot. All you got to do is look at the, not all of them, but a good share of them have Masonic symbols as their badge on their sleeves. I think Larry can attest to that. How far have they infiltrated, do you think, Larry? You were a police officer for years, and I think you witnessed firsthand some of this.
Yeah, all you have to do is look at them, how they stand down now to evil. They don't combat it. They don't protect the citizens. They just watch.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. that's what their job is to... Well, it's kind of like, in a way, soldiers. If you sign up, you're putting your life on the line to protect either your nation, or if you're a police officer, you're putting your life on the line to protect a citizen. And we've watched that a lot, haven't we, Larry, where they'll just hide behind their cars and they'll not do anything. And on this one in Florida, this school thing, I think there was one officer who decided he was going to go in and do something. I'm sure he probably got either fired or reprimanded for it, while the rest of them hid behind their whatever they were using as shields. There's been a whole change in law enforcement. And the only law enforcement that I think the American people are going to start to see is if you're a Christian, when you get rounded up for it. This is where we're headed. And the Christian persecution is not far behind. I think this Hurricane Michael is far, far more deep in its message than we've even begun to uncover. But we're in trouble as a nation, and as to exactly when it's going to start, I don't know. But I tell you what, the people that are in line for this hurricane, particularly those in the Carolinas, are really going to be in trouble because they're not even done with their flooding yet, are they, Larry? I haven't heard any. They've just dropped it from the news.
Yeah, they pretty well dropped it from the news, but it appears where this thing's headed, and the projections are it's going to come out around South Carolina, North Carolina, and go into the Atlantic and turn some more.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't turn again to the north after it gets out into the Atlantic and surprise everybody. But folks, we're in a lot of trouble. On Friday, I'll try to get into a lot more of this with a longer show. But it's just a heads up. We can't tell you exactly when things are going to go down, how long it's going to be. There is a fellow out there who's he's very, very interesting. He's a mathematical whiz kid. And he claims that the Lord does everything by mathematics. And he basically proves it. Your Bible codes prove it. There's a book by Del Washburn called Theomatics that proves it, that the Lord is running everything by mathematics. And, of course, your major scientists like Albert Einstein and those kind of people figure out how the Lord actually made this. It's all mathematics. Anyway, what this guy is claiming, and I have no idea whether it's true or not, because we've run into this kind of thing before, as Larry knows, that October 17th is a day we need to watch where everything terminates mathematically. Now, that's kind of interesting in view. Is Michael a seven-day warning like they got back in the days of Noah? And Noah had a seven-day warning and when he entered the ark. So it's all very, very interesting. It's a heads up. We could be at war anytime. Remember, sudden destruction cometh when they say peace and security. And they've been saying that now for a number of months and actually a number of years. Anything else, Larry, before we shut down?
Well, the sun is staying anomalous. I've been receiving for the last two or three days four and five solar flare alerts and posts, and it's not being put up on space weather, but these are going on, and it's the same way with the earthquakes. We're just simply not getting all the information, so people need to be aware that there is a lot of stuff around us, cosmic or seismic, that is going on, and we're not aware of all the details.
Yeah, I think they're hiding a lot of this stuff because they know things are really starting to accelerate on Earth changes, and they just don't want to frighten people. But you should be aware because things are anomalous, and you get a lot of reports of people feeling kind of weak and punky, and they just don't feel right, and here we are. We've got that huge coronal hole, or whatever you want to call it, on the sun. And every time we get one of those, guess what happens? We have more earthquakes, volcanic eruptions. Anything else, Larry? You got about 50 seconds.
Yeah, I just going to mention real quick that for the first time ever, and I'll send you a copy of it, Space Weather is reporting that first time ever we're hearing the auroras hiss in the atmosphere, and we're hearing the auroras cause thunder in the atmosphere. So something is changing.
Yeah, yeah. We're watching the approach of the destroyer and its entourage, wherever so it may be. We know it's true because the Bible says it's true. And it's doing a lot of changes. And anyway, I hope you're prepared to be under the wings of the Lord, found worthy to stand before the Son of Man and escape these things, as he says. Anyway, good night, and thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Friday, the Lord willing. and we'll do a longer program and update you on a number of other areas. But these were the most important. Anyway, good night. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Friday.